get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, every Friday right here on Bashani and Worldwide. I am truly, truly excited to talk to you today. You know I bring you the best and the brightest from all around the world. And what are we actually doing? We're showing you productivity from every area and every facet of life. You know, today I have the opportunity to bring to a lot of people, some people who may not know him or may know him, someone who has been in the field, in the game of life, in the game of leadership, in the game of ministry for many, many years. And you're going to get a chance to hear from one and only Marquez Hughley. Now, let me share something with you really quickly. We are doing pre-launch of the book Walking Trophies by Marquez Hughley. And when I tell you that somebody who has actually walked out his journey, who you can actually sit under, who you can learn from because he has the evidence and the results, well, Dr. Marquez Hughley is the actual person who you can learn from in this regard. Now, I'm not going to steal the thunder, but before we get started, Dr. Hughley, I'd love for you to tell people a little bit about yourself, a little bit of who they're going to be listening to and learning from on Productivity 360 today.
Awesome, awesome. Well, first, thank you, Dr. Vernet Joseph, for inviting me on Productivity 360. It's always a great blessing to be in these type of podcasts, and specifically yours. I'm excited about this discussion today and getting a chance to actually introduce to the world Walking Trophies book. A little bit about myself. I'm from Opelika, Alabama. I was started out in the military once I got out of high school, spent about 6 years in the Army as a paralegal, got out of the military, ended up going back to school for finance at the illustrious Morehouse College. Spent some time there in Atlanta. I got a degree in finance. Then I took a couple of corporate jobs. I also recently went and earned a master's in Christian ministry from Oral Roberts University. Also recently married to the beautiful Erica Hughley. And lastly, I just got accepted and admitted to the U doctoral program in applied learning sciences. And I'm excited to start that this fall. And of course, for the purpose of this setting, is to introduce you to the Walking Trophies book. So that's a little bit about myself, and excited to get into this.
Definitely, definitely. Well, you know, in this day and age, Marquez, there are so many people who are out there promoting and pushing so many things. I want to talk to the listening audience about the book Walking Trophies. I want to talk about the purpose of the book. How did it even come about? Like, what was your mindset when it popped into your head? And then to see something all the way through is what, you know, I always like talking about. Productivity and having the spirit of a finisher. So let's break that down. Let's start off with the purpose of the book.
Yes. Well, this particular book I had in my heart for a long time now. It's been slow cooking to have a book about evangelism. And I saw that there was like this decline in the body of Christ, like in terms of witnessing and personal evangelism. And I didn't know what I was going to call it. I didn't know if I was going to call it witness. As simple as that or whatever, but I knew I wanted to have a book in this particular area to address this issue, this decline. And but then I started to think about in the Bible people who the Lord actually, they were basically his walking trophies. So I was like, you know, when I thought about a trophy, of course, you know, everybody's just like, nah, we just recently saw the NBA Finals, the Milwaukee Bucks won. They win the trophy. You know, I live in the Tampa Bay area, and of course we know the Bucks and the Lightning won their conference. So it's kind of, and of course the Stanley Cup and the Super Bowl, it's all about the trophy. Well, I thought about walking trophies. We as people, when we give our lives to the Lord, the transformation that takes place in our lives, we really give credence and credibility to the Lord's transformational work in our lives, showing about what's going on with us, the difference in which we live in this day, that we're a trophy of His. So I thought about in terms of how do I tell my story to show that I'm a walking trophy. It's not speaking to what I've done, I'm speaking to what He's done. So I thought about this title, Walking Trophy, as a cool way to explain and show and spread the gospel about telling my story and showing others how they can tell their story and that they also are walking trophies. So that's kind of where the book surfaced from, just that thought of the decline in the body of Christ and then the need to actually tell our stories again, but that all of us are walking trophies.
Absolutely, man. Phenomenal, phenomenal. And as I think about that, Marquez, the thing that really stands out to me, being someone who knows you, this has been your lifestyle since as long as I can remember. And I think that may be missed a lot for people who may be listening to the podcast or those who will actually watch the video, you know, on one of the YouTube channels. But my question is, talk to us, or shall I say, share with us what it means to be a Christian once and for all, if you could say that, because there are some theories out there that are kind of weird. But
gotcha.
Let's talk about what it means to be a Christian and then also your walk in Christ up until this point. Because, see, being an author, most people understand that you become an authority over what it is that you're writing. But I want them to see and understand the journey which you've traveled over these years prior to penning this book.
Gotcha. Well, first, the question about being a believer. Well, first, you know, with a confession, my own hope in the Lord. First, with anyone who speaks about salvation, everyone has to come to Christ, right? Everyone, He is everyone's Savior, regardless of they believe it or not. He is it. He is the one in which salvation lies, the foundation of it, in the sum and circumference of it all. So we all come to Him. And myself, back on June 18, 2000, which I give a brief synopsis of that in the book in chapter one, talking about my story to salvation and how I came to Jesus, had my come to Jesus moment, and how my life transformed, you know, from being carnal, being worldly, loving the things of the world, just like the next other person, worldly person out there, no difference in what my desires was with someone else. But how my life transformed by my decision to follow the Lord. And with that change, I realized that I no longer belong to myself. You know, that was one of the most eye-opening things that I had to kind of accept and fully walk in and embrace, was that I was no longer my own. So my life was new in Christ. So it was more important about me now trying to figure out what was this new life about so I can get moving forward in that, rather than was trying to adopt some old practice of how I used to live. But now it's all new in Him, and I wanted to know more about it. So that's what I got after, man, from June 18, 2000, just walking after it, learning as much as I could about the faith and trying to live that example, you know, because the most important thing that we can give the world is an example. You know, they may not know all the Bible, no scriptures, or even care anything about that, but they know in which we live and whether we're authentic people doing and saying what we believe. And I felt like that is what brought me to the faith, having people who embraced me, reached out to me, cared about me, loved on me before I was in the kingdom. So I felt like it was time for me to pay it forward myself, to do my part and see how I can be a light to the world. So, and that's regard to being in the faith. Now, in terms of the books, you know, this is my sixth book. So my first book was I wrote while I was in the Army, and it was published in 2005 in Germany. So it was Keys to the Kingdom Devotional. So I took that book, you know, that book basically was derived from me doing devotionals every morning, Monday through Friday, sending them out through email, and they were going across the world. People were sharing it. People were doing it as their own small group study and everything. And I took those and combined those and turned it into my first work, Keys to the Kingdom devotional. So coming from that journey in 2005 to now 2021 to Walking Trophies and all the books in between, you know, as you mentioned about the process, as you mentioned about the journey, it is a journey. You know, it's not something that we're not trying to write about things that we don't live. You know, it's basically, it doesn't mean that you are the expert in every area, but it does mean that this is a active part of your life, that you're in pursuit of excellence. You're in pursuit of maturity in the thing at which you're especially as an author, what you're penning about. So for me, this area of evangelism, starting from my first book, Keys to the Kingdom Devotional, has always been about him. And for me now, at this stage of my sixth book, I just really wanted this book to speak of the gospel being shared more, stirring that fire of evangelism in every believer, and how I can get that message out, and the best place to do that in a way that I cannot always address people face to face is that I can actually share a book form, and this can be bought and sent around the world. Somebody can pass it off to a friend. They can read it. I may not be able to engage them and have this conversation, but I can engage them intellectually in terms of the work that I wrote. And that's why the power of books, the power of literary works is so effective. And I'm appreciative and honored to be able to pen this work and let it release it to the world.
Absolutely. You know, one of the greatest things that I've ever understood is that if you want to leave a legacy, then you have to put something in the annals of time. So when you talk about books, this is what most people fail to understand. Books will supersede your life.
Yes.
If done correctly, they will supersede your life. And the beauty about a book is that you can learn, that you can understand, that you can grow and mature, that you can leapfrog, and you can literally be catapulted by opening and cracking a book and learning from someone else's experience.
Agreed.
One of the things I've come to understand is that when you read books, you grow exponentially in years, because the average book takes about 5 to 10 years to write. And you're getting at least 5 to 10 years of wisdom and insight from somebody else's life. So when you crack or don a book, I challenge you to finish it till the end, because there are nuggets of wisdom, there's insights, there's revelation in there that will help transform your life. But as we're talking about Walking Trophies, Dr. Hughlin, you know, one of the chapters talks about telling everyone you know. Why is that so significant to you?
Yes, chapter one, telling everyone I know. That was basically the chapter where I tried to give people a glimpse into my story and how I came to know the Lord, how I went from being a young soldier who was just fresh away from home, first time having money that I could spend, that kind of quantity, being out of parental supervision, out on my own at 18 years old, and then encountering a man of God in the airport who cared enough to reach out to me. And that resulted in me eventually giving my life to the Lord. And then from that point, once I gave my life to the Lord and my life transformed instantly, it made me want to tell the world about my transformation. It made me want to tell people about the Christ that just had transformed me from wanting to go to the club and wanting to do other things to not all I wanted to do was serve the Lord. Like, because people knew me before, you know, they knew my what I would talk about, the language I would use, the references of places that was fun places for me. They knew me at that stage. And I knew that, wow, I must actually use my voice now to get this message out, because I'm looking at myself and how transformational and how pivotal this thing was for me, I just wanted to tell everyone I know about this Christ, about Jesus, so that they could likewise experience the same. So it was, you know, it's like, hey, if you find the good bread, the found the food that's being given away, if you're starving, you're just like, hey, let me just show you where it is. I know that you're starving, so I found the storehouse. And that's pretty much where it was for me. I wanted to tell everyone I knew about the Christ that had transformed me. And so in chapter one, I go through and I just kind of give you some glimpses of some stories in that whole journey that are a little bit striking, because just by the certain experiences that I had, I don't go into such great detail about every experience, but I try to give you some glimpses into my life at that time so you can understand where the Lord drew me from, so that people can understand that that his workings in my life was real, and that, and if they accepted him, that he will be working in their life just as authentically and powerfully as well. And for those who know him and those who have been saved for a while, for them to be reminded of what he did in their lives and how they need to get back busy just sharing that. So that was chapter one, telling everyone I know.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. Because as I read through that chapter, you know, one of the things that stood out to me, Dr. Hughley, was this. I was addicted to the nightlife, but now I'm no longer the same. Yes. You know, as you read through the chapters, as you understand the stories and everything, you recognize that there is a power and a transformation that comes along with being what we call a walking trophy. Phenomenal. Yes. Phenomenal. So as we continue on, you started off telling everyone, you know, that you knew. Now, what were you telling them? So tell us what happened. Explain to us the backdrop of that. I don't want you to give it away, but explain to us why or what happened.
So the chapter two is what happened, you know, specifically titled that, because I like I mentioned earlier about the decline. You know, I've been saved for over 20 years now, and I noticed a decline in personal evangelism. I noticed it in my own life. And you say, wow, so what are you trying to say? Like, you know, did you just not care about souls? No, it wasn't that I didn't care about souls. I just actually got focused on other things. And as a believer, there are so many other things that you can get focused on that are good things. Not saying that they're carnal things. They're good things. But we also have a mission to accomplish with the Great Commission, to go into all the world to make disciples. And we're equipped with that by our testimony initially, because that's what we start with. So basically, I start to explain to people what happened to me, and then also what I've heard what happened to other people just by just observation, and also through conversation about things that cause people to lose focus on evangelism. Sure. So in chapter two, you begin to understand certain pieces of it, of what can be hindrances to evangelism, hindrances to soul winning, and why people can lose focus in that. So that was chapter two, trying to explain what caused this particular, you know, shift in priorities.
That is also another phenomenal point, because, you know, oftentimes people get started with something, but then they don't finish. And the reason that they don't finish is they no longer see the value in the thing that they started. But I'm grateful and thankful for how you broke that out and explained to people that we all can count on God. Whereas sometimes people get caught up and they think they can no longer trust, lean, or depend on God because he's not coming through the way we expected him to. But helping them to understand that, oh no, you can always count on God, I think was very, very pivotal. So let's talk about you get saved, you get the call, someone trusted and believed enough in you, they saw enough in you that they spent some time with you, they gave you, for lack of better terms, the keys to understand how you can get started. Then you started telling people about it, and then you told them actually what happened actually in your life. Then you moved on to instructions, please. Now, I need you to break that down because, you know, many people just hear titles of chapters, but I know how you write and I know how important things are to you. So, right. So break that down for us. Instructions, please.
Yes. So chapter three, instructions, please, is I thought about, like, you know, when you sometimes you can maybe purchase something that you don't get a lot of instructions with. The manual is pretty simple, whatever. Or you may buy something secondhand and doesn't have any manual. And you're trying to figure out how to work this thing. But it does more things than you know how to use. And how frustrating it can be to not be able to get the full potential or the full power or the full maximum capacity out of what you're using because you don't have all the instructions. So I wanted to use that particular chapter title to help people realize that it's okay if you feel like you, in terms of soul winning and evangelism, that you've ever felt like you need to say instructions, please. Somebody, just give me some instructions. You know what I mean? How do I actually do this? If you felt like that, anything will struggle with, man, I know I'm supposed to evangelize, I know I'm supposed to do this, but I really don't know what to say, what to do, how to go about all this. So I just try to kind of call out what may people may be inwardly struggling with anyway, and just say, instructions, please. You know, because we've done that in other situations where we may feel like, man, somebody help me out, you know. So I want to start in that particular chapter to walk people through the beginnings of just letting them know it's okay if they've ever felt that way, the frustration, right. That the frustration with not being able to move out like you should, or you're just struggling with the fact of whether it's the fear of it all. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I really want to kind of walk that out and start to break down some simplistic ways on how we could overcome those issues.
Absolutely. You know, as I think about that from a productivity standpoint, as I've often told people, listen, you're not going to have all the answers. So if you're not willing to open your mouth and ask the question how or why, then you're not really going to learn. But I do know this, those who have their hands open, their heart right, and their mind in the right place will ask the question how or why. What must I do? I love the way that you break it down when you say, I didn't know what to say. What happens when you don't know what to say? You don't have to have all the answers, but that's what most people will have you to believe. Oh, you're supposed to know this and you're supposed to know that. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you know everything and anything about what you're involved in? Probably not, right? So I think that's a great point that you put out, because in the kingdom, we have to be willing to ask for instructions,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I'm reminded, you know, he says, man, if we could just be like babes, if we could just be like children, we would soak things up like a sponge and get an understanding. With all I think, get an understanding. So asking for instructions, folks, I'm here to tell you right here on Productivity 360, it's essential for you to be successful in life, for you to be significant at what you're doing, for you to actually grow and develop. Don't ever get to a place or a space in your life where you're not willing to ask the questions. Now, with that said, though, it takes us to the next level. Because when you're willing to ask for instructions and questions, you gain now an understanding. And because you've gained an understanding, you too can become a walking trophy. So let's talk about that.
Yes. So that's chapter four. And I thought best to explain this is by going to the Bible and giving some examples of people that were walking trophies of the Lord. And I'll just call out one of them specifically, Lazarus. You know, Lazarus, we know the story of Lazarus, him being raised from the dead, and how powerful his story was. Because if you remember, and for you, when you read the chapter, I go into great detail in this. When Lazarus was raised from the dead, they wanted to kill Lazarus and Jesus because as long as Lazarus was around, eating fish sandwiches, chilling, you know, with the family, right? this guy was given the credibility to Christ's ministry as long as he was around. So they actually wanted to take Lazarus out and Jesus out because as long as he was walking around, he was basically a walking trophy. So it's basically his testimony. He was a testimony and, you know, walking around. So I start to explain situations where the Lord told certain people to go back to their hometown and tell what good things the Lord has done for them. Well, he immediately turned them into evangelists. He immediately told them to go back and to tell their story, show the transformation that because people knew their background. People knew where they have come from. They knew these people. So when they came back saying, you know, come meet the man that's told me everything about my life. Come meet the man that has basically has transformed me in an instant. It was going to become a powerful evangelistic tool, and they were a walking trophy because as he sent them out, that's basically it. Here's this person who lived one way in one moment, but now they're living a different way. This is one person that was in darkness, and now they're walking in the light now, and they are walking about in their communities, you know, within the cities, and within their families as a walking trophy of the Lord. And so in chapter 4, I try to call out some examples so we can see the mission that the Lord put people on immediately, right after their life transformed and how he turned them into walking trophies. So that's chapter 4.
Absolutely. And the question that I have for each and every one of you who are listening or watching today's show is, are you, bless you, a walking trophy? What areas of your life have you been a walking trophy for? And what are you expecting people to pick up from that walking trophy status? Now, why are these things important? Because we want you to produce in every area of your life. You may say, there's nothing good of my life, but I will challenge you to sit back and think about that, ponder. I want you to pause for the cause and say, what is God using me to do? You may be a speaker, you may be an author, you may be a cook, you may be whatever it is that he created you to do, but you have a message. You have a ministry of some sort. You just need to know what it is. So let's break this last one down, man, as we get ready to close. And it's unlocking your witness. Unlocking your witness. When you know whose you are, it's really easy for you to go out and be who you're supposed to be. Break it down for us, sir.
Yeah, so just even in the chapter title, Unlocking Your Witness, in of course, even the subtitle of the book is Unlocking the Power of Your Story. I specifically use the term unlocking because it speaks to something that's been held back, something that's been kept back from exposure, something that's been hidden, something locked away. And the interesting thing is that you're the one that locked it up. And so I want to encourage people to unlock their witness because if they're in Christ, they have a story to tell. Now, whether they have been telling that story or not is another, you know, issue. But what I'm saying now, regardless of whether you were doing it and then you stop or whether you've never done it, I'm just challenging everyone to unlock that witness, to either discover or remember the story they have. And when it speaks to unlocking, especially if you're the one that actually have the key, it speaks to it being more of a self-imposed constraint than it is anything else. The hindrance there in getting that out is not something that, you know, was really some huge hindrance as it was self-imposed. And so now I just want to kind of create a simplistic way of basically reducing down all of the things that can try to cloud your way of actually doing this, getting back to the simplified mission of telling your story, which is the initial way for you to be able to share that you're walking trophy of the Lord, to give to speak to the Lord's power to save, to show what he's done in your life, and to also now be the light in the world, which we don't need to see at this time. So we know that the gospel needs to go forth. We know that we need to be speaking and being the light in the world and telling people to unlock their witness. And then also at the end, giving a call to action, because it's one thing for me to say, hey, you know, you need to do this. It's another thing that we will actually get about doing it. So I challenge them at the end to not only to care, I say they care about people, but care enough to act and to go about getting back out to the mission, to winning souls.
Absolutely, man. Well, we're definitely grateful and thankful to have had Dr. Hughley on Productivity 360. And as you wrap that up, I see that you're unlocking your witness by creating this work called Walking Trophies. And tell us how to access it. Tell us when it's available. Tell us what's going on so that we can have people to actually unlock their witness by watching and learning from your witness.
Yes, yes, gladly. The book Walking Trophies will be officially launched on August the 1st. August the 1st is the launch date, but the book is available for pre-sale at a discount for 15% off. Also, you can download the introduction of the book for free right now if you go to my website, crownlifeseminarsplural.com/new-book. Or you can just go to crownlifeseminars.com and you'll see at the tab new book, or you'll see the promo flyer on the homepage, Walking Trophies. Click on that. It will take you to the page, and you'll see where you can download the book. You can see where you can put your pre-sale order of 15% off for the paperback book. It's also available on Kindle, and later on it'll be available through paperback on Amazon, where it can go worldwide. But thank you for putting the website up, crownlifeseminars.com, 15% off. All the pre-sale orders will be sent out on or after August the 1st. But definitely you can reserve your copy for discount at this time. Also, if you, as an organization, churches that want to put in bulk orders, I definitely have a bulk order discounts that's not showing on the website. So definitely send us an email on the site, and we'll be gladly to address that bulk order with you guys. So Walking Trophies, looking forward to you actually taking advantage of this particular book. Share it with as many people you can. Download the introduction, read it, send it out to your friends, and let's spread the gospel by understanding who we are as Walking Trophies.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again, Dr. Marquez Hughley, for chiming in right here on Productivity 360. We look forward to your success with this actual work as we ramp up the launch August 1st. Again, you can go right now to crownlifeseminars.com and you'll see the new book featured there, and you can go ahead and pre-order your copy. But August 1st, it will be released. Again, it is a pleasure and an honor to have had you on our show. You know what we always say, we want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, get out there and be a walking trophy as you live your life to the fullest. Blessings, peace, and productivity to each and every one of you. 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 In every one of you, 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 in every.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.